I've been on Daniel Jones in a negative way since the day he got drafted, then had to eat crow when Daniel Jones had the best game of his life against the Minnesota Vikings in that playoff game in Minnesota, and the defense was so bad, and I was screaming about it, and it's a long history with me and Daniel Jones and the Giants and everything else. And of course, he comes back last year, doesn't play well, gets hurt, and now you've got this situation where the Giants clearly and on national television tried to replace him in the draft but couldn't do it, and he has an out at the end of this year, and he's basically playing once again with a guillotine over his head. However, I'm going to defend him here, and I want to see if you agree with me or not. There have been multiple reports from beat writers, so many so that it almost feels like it's a work in some sort of way, that he has been miserable in camp, that he's overthrowing guys, underthrowing guys, throwing interceptions, just doesn't look right at all. Now, a couple of things. One, we heard 2 years ago, before he got the contract, when he had that the best season of his career, how bad he looked in camp, and the offense was terrible. And then we found out that Brian Daboll was essentially putting him in situations where he couldn't succeed just to test his mettle and his mental toughness. So let's not forget about that, because that might be going on as well. Also, we're talking about Daniel Jones coming off a massive, massive injury, coming back, getting acclimated in practice. Like, find me the guy, like, I bet you there are plenty of quarterbacks that have a better reputation and better career so far than Daniel Jones that don't look great every single snap in practice. It's just not reported on in that way because Daniel Jones is under a microscope, and I get that he should be. But let's chill out about how terrible he looks in practice and training camp and give the guy an opportunity to show us in games that count whether or not he's going to be here in the future.
You know, the interesting thing is neither one of these quarterbacks that are playing for the local pro teams are a year removed from their injury just yet.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Right, of course.
So their bodies are still getting used to what they had to go through, all the rehab that they had to go through. And, you know, for a knee injury as significant as Daniel's was, it's normally a year and a half. You know, for a running back, sometimes it's 2 years.
Right.
Wide receiver, 2 years. I mean, very few guys come back, you know, 6 months after the injury or 8 months after the injury and are going to be 100%. They got to play through it. They got to get their bodies got to get back into, you know, the mix and understand, like, what it takes to throw the ball and how to use your feet. I mean, that's why as quarterbacks, we do all these fundamentals that have to do with footwork. And Daniel's kind of coming back off of this injury. So I don't really make much out of it, Gio, to be honest with you. I think it's just more fodder because of who he is, what he's been through, and the fact that the Giants are putting a lot of pressure on him. I think a lot of this is also, again, to test his mettle and to push him and to make, you know, it's okay to yell at your coach.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to take ownership in your team. You're going to tell me that Josh Allen has never talked back to Sean McDermott? You're going to tell me that Tom Brady never screamed at Bill Belichick? I mean, of course they did. You know what? If you are really, truly confident in who you are and how to run your offense, and a coach makes a mistake, you know, in the middle of a game, calls a wrong play, a wrong formation, or why did you call that play when you did not run that by me, you know, prior to calling that play or the last time I was on the sideline and you put me in a bad spot or this person is not, you know, coached up enough. He doesn't know what he's doing on the field. You know, that's on your ass,
right.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with the quarterback being able to say that. Now, again, between the injuries, the inconsistent play, all the things that were said about Daniel last year from Joe Buck to Rich Eisen to everybody else in between, there isn't a guy under more of a microscope than he is. Maybe Derek Carr down in New Orleans, I don't know. But this is like a huge microscope that is, you could say it's fairly or unfairly. I think this particular story is unfair.
Yeah, well, with Daniel Jones struggling in camp. Coming off a massive injury. Now, we know Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. That's also a microscope situation. And it's another one of these things that I don't know if it really matters or not, but it's just, it truly is mind-numbing and fascinating, too, in a way, to hear Aaron Rodgers say that he found out that he wasn't playing at all in the first two preseason games from Eric Gelfand, the VP of media for the Jets sending him an article about Rob Saleh talking about it. Like, and I know that Aaron is out there and he's going to say different things, and you got to take grain of salt sometimes.
Yeah.
But I believe him that this happened. And Aaron Rodgers has now been here for, you know, and I understand he was gone and came back, but he was with the team a lot last year during his rehab and then came back and practiced at the end. Like, this isn't a getting to know each other thing anymore. The communication between Rob Saleh and Aaron Rodgers on whether or not he's going to play in the preseason has to happen between those two guys, not to the media via your media communication guy and the quarterback.
You know, but again, you know, so I guess Rich Cimini asked Aaron Rodgers whether or not, you know, he told. I don't know how he asked the question. I got to have Jerry play it again, but it was the way that Aaron answered the question.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not like I went to Rob Saleh and said, I don't want to play.
Yeah, yeah, right. It was news to me, he said.
Yeah, okay.
It was news to me that I found out yesterday when Eric sent me that.
But,
Thanks,
I don't believe that Rich Cimini was asking him, you know, do you want to play or you don't want to play? I mean, it's so idiotic. The whole thing is idiotic.